A new study published in Science magazine today says the world's oceans are virtually choking on rising greenhouse gases, which are destroying marine ecosystems and breaking down the food chain. Irreversible changes that have not occurred for several million years. The changes could have dire consequences for hundreds of millions of people around the globe who rely on oceans for their livelihoods. John Bruno is an associate professor of marine ecology at the University of North Carolina and co-author of the report. He spoke with Kelsey Brennan Wessels about the findings in the report and the effect on coastal communities.
The overall finding of our study was really the breadth and complexity of changes that are being observed by the ocean, in the ocean, by scientists all around the world due to climate change. We've all been aware for several years, in some cases several decades, that just simply warming water can be bad by killing organisms. So a lot of animals and plants are very sensitive to changes in ocean temperature. But the warming that we're seeing and the associated changes like acidification and changes in currents and upwelling are driving just really broad fundamental changes in the way that ocean ecosystems work. So these are biological changes, modifications in biological processes, simple things like metabolism, photosynthetic rates, how quickly larvae or baby fish develop, and that affects how far they disperse and how connected genetically populations are. We're seeing really striking changes in the distributional ranges of species, where species are moving quite rapidly away from the equator toward the poles as polar waters warm. And in a sense, it's really kind of breathtaking how really broad the changes are and how quickly they're occurring.
Of course, there are hundreds of millions of people who depend on the ocean as their main food source. Have we already seen any effects on humans?
Absolutely, and I think the most striking one is due to sea level rise. There's Pacific Islands just northeast of Australia where sea level is rising at really remarkable rates, and combined with coastal habitat loss, the loss of mangroves, they're seeing both sea level rise and erosional rates that are causing big problems for small coastal villages. But this loss of fisheries due to disruption of ocean food grubs is also going to be a big problem because so many people, hundreds of millions of people, depend on coastal fisheries for their major source of protein.